Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, we're here live tonight, and good to be with you. It's a Thursday night. Get ready to take communion. Please get your communion out if you don't have it out yet, and let's get ready to do that together. All right? You can, if God allows you to do that with us, we would love to do it and to pray for you and believe God for a miracle in your life. Yeah. All right. So there you go. All right. So it's a good night already. Tonight, thank God for, just being alive and well. I mean, as far as I know, I'm doing really well, as far as I can tell. And feeling good, so that's really good. Hopefully you're doing the same. If not, we're going to be praying for you. We really understand suffering and pain and heartache and troubles, believe me. So we understand that and know that sometimes you go through that. And it's difficult, very difficult. So we want to be with you in that, in the middle of all that, and help you walk through it as best we can, as the Lord gives us the grace to do so. So, let's go down and go in a second. All right, hang on just a minute. All right, so I hope you're doing well, and I know that we have all different kinds of people that are going through all different kinds of things, and so we have just about a little bit of everything, I think, going on everywhere. So we're praying for you guys and believing God for miracles, and so it's a lot of changes going on all over the place, and we are believing God to be right in the middle of talking about it, being a part of it, reporting on it like a reporter, like an ambassador who gets a message from, the head man and delivers those messages like a messenger of God, and really believe God for, doing it correctly, and believing God for to break the power of death. You know, Satan had the power as a power of death. Till Jesus came back. Hebrews 2:14 says, since then the children have shared in flesh and blood, he also himself, in the same way, partook of the same, that through death he might bring to nothing him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and might deliver all of them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. And so the only thing about death that I fear, at least at this point, of course, when I'm going through something that might make me a little closer to death, someday, hopefully a ways off, that I will, I'll be prepared for that and know that because Jesus came and died on the cross, and we take communion now, we're celebrating the death of Jesus, not just his resurrection. Of course, he resurrected from the dead. But his death paid for everything. His death paid for the penalty of sin, and took authority over death, hell, and the grave, and death was swallowed up in victory through the Lord Jesus. So so we got to remember that, how awesome that is. All right, yeah. All right, let's go here. And yes, I can hear. Yeah, and that scripture, I don't know who this is for tonight, but you're struggling, if you're walking through the valley, the shadow of death, if the shadows of death are trying to flicker up around you, you know, one way or the other, financially, emotionally, mentally, physically, whatever it is, that in Christ Jesus we have the victory. We have authority over all death. In fact, one thing I've learned through, as Nicole has gone through the book of Revelation, has been teaching on that, and as I get to listen to it at times, how that death was is an enemy. Death is actually an enemy of God. And so when you realize that death is an enemy, you know, and Jesus conquered death. Jesus conquered one of his enemies. Amen. And death is an enemy. It says right here, Hebrews 2:14. I'm going to read it again. Since then, the children have shared in flesh and blood, he also himself, in the same way, partook of the same, flesh and blood that is, that through death he might bring to nothing him who had the power of death, that is, the devil. So what I'm declaring, decreeing tonight, as we take communion, as we pray, and I don't know how long I'm going to stay on this right here, but that we have the power to raise up people from disease and sickness, from even death. And because Christ has conquered death, and those of you who are fearing death in any kind of fashion or form, you know, right? It is a very eye-opening thing to be confronted with, you know, death in whatever fashion. Sometimes you can be in an. I was in an accident one time. I ran into the back of a car on my way to work, like many, many years ago. But you know, the airbag blew, you know, and popped me back. Thought that was going to kill me more than anything. And, you know, for a second there, you think, you know, wow, I could have died. And you think about that. You think about, you know, what that's like. And so it's very real. And so I think that as we get older and as we enter into, you know, a time, I believe, of the end times, of the end of end times, I really believe that God's going to help us to face death and conquer death in many different fashions, in many different forms. Death, I talked about this last night a little bit. Death is not just, you know, dying in a car accident and death, or, you know, dying of some disease or whatever, but or being murdered or killed or whatever the thing is. But death is anything that's not life, right? Death to your finances, death to your family, death, you know, a death blow, you know, of, you know, a major ordeal going on that brought division in your family, and you know that's death. Death is destruction of all kinds. And God has, Jesus has conquered that death. It has been conquered, friend. It has been conquered. And I'm going to read that scripture one more time. Jesus took on flesh and blood, just like us, and in the same way partook of the same. Jesus did that through death. He came to, see, one of the reasons that we got to realize that Jesus came for was to conquer death. In other words, he was, the reason he had to die is because he came to conquer death. You understand what I'm saying? That through death he might bring to nothing him who had the power of death, that is, the devil. In other words, he had to go through death, that through, it says right here, I'm going to repeat it again, that through death Christ, Jesus, might bring to nothing him who had the power of death, that is the devil, who had, I like that word, who had, that's how I kind of put this in, who had this power over death. He no longer has the power over death. Amen? In Christ Jesus, we have the power over death through Christ, through our Messiah, through the Lord, by the Holy Spirit. We have resurrection. We walk in. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. Friend, I don't care what you're going through tonight. We're going to believe God to resurrect you, to conquer that death, that shadow that's trying to shadow over you, a death and hell and destruction, and whatever's trying to come against you. And here's the main thing. If you were like John the Baptist died about around 33 years of age, somewhere in there. Him and Jesus were about 6 months, maybe 9 months apart. And so you know, Jesus died when he was 33, so maybe John more like died when he was 30, right? Yeah, because Jesus died about 3 years or so after John the Baptist died. So John was about 30. Could you imagine finishing your purpose by the time you're 30 years old? Imagine that. The reason John died was because his purpose had been fulfilled. Well, that's one of the reasons. And the other reason is, of course, is that he was such a mighty man. He represented the old. He represented the law and the prophets. Jesus told John, you are the greatest of the old. You know, mainly because he was appointed at the very time Christ came, which I believe is kind of where we're at. He came in a different way then. When Christ came, John was the one who was part of the priesthood, though he was not in the temple. He went out into the wilderness, exactly the opposite, and dressed exactly the opposite of the priest and his father's, you know, family, which is the Levitical priesthood. He immersed him in water and baptized him in water, and then, you know, when the Holy Spirit came upon him, you know, that was John's purpose. That was the very thing for which he was called to do. And then after that, he, you know, as he did often, he rebuked one of the leaders of the country, and he had him killed eventually. Had a woman kill him. Kind of a degrading death, actually. You want to be honest? I've always thought that's kind of what a way to go. The greatest prophet that lived in the Old Testament, you know, died at the hands of a woman who her daughter did dance, and then they had promise from the king that, you know, whatever you want, and they said kill John at the request of a woman who was, according to John, was an adulterer. Right, so it's really amazing. But he came. John was brought into the world, and at 30 years old, he fulfilled his purpose. But friend, if you haven't fulfilled your purpose yet, which most people have not, your purpose might have been delayed. You know, all kinds of things have gone on, and so you have to realize that that until your purpose is fulfilled, death is your enemy. Right? Death is your enemy. Now, when it's your time to go, death became John's friend, in a sense. And he went on to be with the Lord, and he fulfilled his purpose. And when he entered into heaven, God Almighty said, man, John, you did an awesome job. Thank you for taking care of my son. Thank you for doing what you did. And the timing was amazing that John was the greatest. He was the last of the old. He ushered in the new. Wow, that's what I want to do. I want to be a part of it. Don't y'all? Don't y'all want to be part of that? I think some people are not sure about that exactly because of what all it might entail for them, which most people don't really know for sure, but I know some. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, I'm believing God that the things he's shown me that I'm going to be a part of, that we're going to watch this thing usher in, and God's going to turn around and say, this generation who helped usher in the coming of Christ, because it just all seems so, like, almost impossible. You know, the timing in this generation, like John's generation, just happened to be the generation that ushered in the Christ and transitioned him, if you will, by a calling into Christ's calling, and then he died. You know, we're in that time where we're going to usher in some things. And so we are that generation. But for years and years and years, they never knew when the Messiah was going to come. They never knew it. They didn't have a clue when the Messiah was going to come, y'all. They didn't have a clue. And then finally one day he shows up. Just like everybody was totally shocked. In fact, they crucified him because they didn't believe it. That's one of the reasons that God blinded their eyes. But, you know, everybody was expecting the Messiah to come. You know, we just didn't know when. It could have been now. It could be 100 years from now. It could be the next generation. We don't know. The same thing as we are in right now. You know, when's Jesus going to – for generations, we have believed Jesus is going to come back. Right? For generations, we have believed that. We have tried to believe it. And so, you know, are we the generation? Well, you know, I honestly think so because of the things God's shown me. And as a prophet, you know, and the things I've seen come to pass and things I've seen happen, you know, I mean – it's just it's just obvious to me. And plus what's going on with our country and the transitions and that are going on, and, you know, even with Putin doing Ukraine and Europe coming together, with the United States being united with Europe. I mean, it's just, y'all, it's just, this is actually, I mean, we're just like John the Baptist days, you know, everybody's waiting, looking, hoping, wondering, is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? Oh, and then one day, oh, there he is. He showed up. People believed it. Most didn't. Same thing today. We're going to have the same thing. Some people are going to believe that this is happening. You know, we're in that season. We're in that time. Some people are not going to believe it. They're going to want to believe it. They're going to be Christians. They're going to believe that when they die, they're going to go to heaven. But as far as believing they're going to be here when the Messiah comes, I mean, it's just it's a far stretch of somebody's imagination to think that we could be so privileged that we could be the generation that actually helps usher in the second coming of Christ. Preparing the way for the Lord. I mean, come on, y'all. This is like, you know, just as unbelievable as it was in the days of John. I mean, the temple had gone on, the priesthood had been on for, you know, a long time. The laws of Moses and the temple and all that were being had been worked for, you know, a long time. And, you know, so I think we're in the same season. I think we're in the same way. That God is awakening us to this. So we need to get ready for that and understand that your obedience to God and whatever that your obedience is going to lead to ushering in the second coming of Christ. Your obedience in whatever fashion it is, whether that be little or big, whether that be with your daily obedience and everything you do, including your, you know, like tonight's Thursday night with prayer offerings, your offering, your finances, you know, to help take care of things and get things done for the kingdom of God. You know, you got to think about this. Am I helping with my dollars when I give to my church or the ministries I give to or whatever I do or give to PGN? Of course, I don't know how, I mean, everybody, I don't know if everybody's believing God for the second coming, but, you know, but if you are giving to ministries that are actually looking forward to and preparing for that, we're all a part of the preparation, friend, of the second coming of Jesus, right? Yeah. So it's really, really exciting, and I think that as we go along, we're gonna realize that we have that Christ has the power over death. We're walking in resurrection, realizing that. We're not going to just be around for the resurrection, though we will, but we are the resurrection. We are resurrected by Christ. Just like Jesus was the resurrection, so have we been resurrected, right? And that's before he died on the cross and had a glorified body. That was before that. He was the resurrection. So if we have Christ in us, we have the resurrection in us. Why? So you conquered, death has been conquered. So tonight, God, as we take communion, I'm thanking you tonight, Jesus, that those who are having any kind of death going, shadows of death, whether it's your finances, whether it's your health, whether it's your family, whatever that is, any shadows flickering around you, I'm believing God tonight that you and I will begin to get a revelation of Jesus that he might bring to nothing him who had the power of death, that is the devil. So when Christ came, friend, he had to die. He couldn't. There was no other way he could have done the will of God. When he said, Father, you want me to do this? You know, can this cup pass from me? The Father goes, it's got to be done, Jesus. You have to die because through your death, I just read that through death, he might bring to nothing him who had, past tense, the power of death, that is, the devil. Friend, in Jesus' name, you know, because of where we are in the timing of the Lord, I believe we're going to see resurrections of all kinds. People who have lost everything in any fashion or form, lost everything, God's going to resurrect them back. It's like Job. Job lost everything but his wife. He lost everything. His children, his wealth, his family. I mean, he lost everything. And just within a short time, God resurrected him brought him back to double. He doubled him. And Job was already doing mighty fine, as he was. So, friend, you got to, when we realize that the timing that we're in, the season that we're in, it's all about the revelation of that Jesus died, and as we take communion tonight, that we're going to believe God to activate a revelation in you at a higher level, at a deeper level, whatever, that through death, Jesus brought to nothing Satan through his death. Of course, the resurrection sealed it for him, but it doesn't say the resurrection here. It just talks through his death. Thank God for the resurrection. If he had to raise from the dead, it wouldn't have been sealed, but it was through his death, through death. So tonight, if we take communion, we celebrate that communion is the celebration of the death. What happened in the death? Everything was paid for. We know that. That's where he paid for everything. That's where the check was written. Right? And that also, that through death, he brought to nothing the power of Satan, who had the power over death. Satan had the power over death. Hebrews 2:15, that he might deliver all of them who through fear of death were all their lifetimes subject to bondage. Now, death is our enemy when it comes and tries to take us out before our time, before our purpose is fulfilled. One of the greatest things that I hope we are able to get into soon is the revealing how important your purpose is to God, that he wants you to live, not just to share a testimony, I was dying of something, and now I'm alive. I mean, thank God for that testimony. But it's your purpose. He saved you from your purpose being short-lived, that you didn't finish your purpose. You know, that's the main thing, a reason God wants to heal you. He didn't want to heal you just because he died on the cross and shed his blood suffered and at the whipping post, and by his stripes you're healed, just to heal you. He wants to heal you. It's even a deeper level than that because of your purpose. And, friend, you have to want to live and conquer and believe God that through Christ Jesus who conquered death, that you come in agreement with that conquering of death, even through communion. That through death, what is communion? It's not the celebration of his resurrection. It is a celebration of his death. 3 days later, he rose. Hallelujah, sealed forever. Amen. But it was his death to nothing. Him who had the power over death, that is Satan. Wow. Hebrews, in case you didn't hear that scripture, that's Hebrews 2, 14 and 15. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. That he might deliver all of them who through fear of death were all their lifetimes subject to bondage. Friend, I'm telling you. I mean, thank God, if you're born again, you're ready to go to heaven. I mean, you know, you're gonna usher into heaven, but you do not want to go. You do not want to go, and look God in the face, and he goes, man, I'm so glad you made it, but you know, I had so much more for you to do. You know, and that's sometimes why God sends people back. Why does he send people? Say, you hear testimony. Yeah, I got sent back. I didn't want to come back, but God wanted them to come back. More than they wanted to come back. So he, in a sense, he rose them from the dead or healed them or whatever he did. Why? Just so they could walk around and go, hi, and, you know, I'm going to church. I'm such a wonderful person. No, it was to fulfill and finish purpose for which they had been called. So if death is trying to take you out in any kind of fashion, any kind of form, if part of the reason that God's chosen you is to make money for the kingdom of God, then death is going to try to come against your money because it's for the kingdom of God. It's for the purposes of God. So you have to realize what you're fighting is death. And friend, it really, the battle has already been won, that Jesus took on flesh and blood for one main reason. His whole purpose, Jesus' purpose was to die. That's what his purpose was, so that we could, our purpose could be to live and fulfill the purposes of God. We talked about this last night, and we're going to get into it more and more. I've talked about it before, but in the scriptures that reveal that if you're walking in the will of God, you're living in righteousness. If you're not living in the, if you're not, you can be the most clean, pure person in the whole world, but if you're not living in the will of God, you are not considered righteous, because righteousness has to do with pleasing the Father by walking in his will. And when you're walking in your will, you know why you're protected? When you walk in God's will, you know why we say, not my will, but thy will be? Because that's where your protection is. Your protection is fulfilling the will, fulfilling the purpose, making sure you make it, making sure you cross over, make sure you don't go before that time. You don't want to go 1 second before your time. So you don't hang on just to have a testimony and pray for a few folks. No, it's about your purpose. That God will, you know, God sometimes, as you know, sends people back. No, because I want you, I'm so glad to have you in heaven, but you know what? I'm more interested in the purpose, my purpose is being done in the earth than I am about you being in heaven with me. Or he wouldn't be sending people back sometimes, friend. Oh, I'm sending you back. Paul says, you know, when he was getting close to death, he said, I don't know, I'm in a real struggle to go on to be with Jesus or to be here with you. And he says, I have chosen to be here with you. Why? Just because he wanted to spend some more time talking to people? No, because it was about his purpose, y'all. It was about the purposes of God. And Jesus said that what pleases the Father is to finish the work. Finish the work. What's the work? The purpose for which you have been created. It pleases the Father to finish the work that God has called me to. God's talking to somebody now. I don't know who it is, but believe me, this is not the message I planned on. I was skipping through my notes, and I thought, God, you got anything there you're going to say? And he stopped right there. I said, I don't really know that much about that. He said, just talk about this tonight, Randy. I'm giving a message to some people tonight. Maybe one person, maybe 10, maybe 1,000. I don't know. But there you go. I want to look at that scripture right quick. Hallelujah. All right, hang on a second here. Okay. All right. I'm trying to look at the scripture. Hang on just a second. This scripture for somebody, that's why I'm going to look it up. This is not planned. John 8, here we go. John 8, 29. Said, the one who sent me is with me, and he has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him. All right. Oh, you studied some of this. Deborah says she studied some of this week. Wow. Cool. Yeah, I'm telling you. I mean, I don't know who this is for tonight, but maybe we'll get into something here. I have not studied this. I have not studied it yet. You know, I just the knowledge that God's given me a little bit here. My food, said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Let's see the King James Version here, what it says. New King James Version. King James says, Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Yeah, there's one that says, I'm going to find it here. trying to find that scripture here. I have come in. All right. So I think you got it right there. Yeah. So there's another scripture that very plainly says what I'm trying to say, and I don't see it. Maybe it's a different version or something, but it says that what pleases the Father is for me to finish the work. In other words, the purpose that God has for me. So death is not just, you know, something that's trying to kill you and take you out and put you in the grave. But it's much more than that. Death is the enemy of the purposes and the will of God being done to prematurely take you out, to prematurely, you know, to stop you from financially fulfilling. If you're called to financially fulfill the will of God, and God wants to use you to financially supply for whatever, the enemy's going to try to hit you with death. Death will come to that business. You're going to have to fight it. You're going to have to rise up and say, in the name of Jesus, I will not allow this to take me out. I will not allow this to stop me. I will not allow this. Amen. Y'all hear what I'm saying? You hear what the Holy Spirit's trying to say? This is for somebody tonight. I'm telling you, because most people think death has to do with the fact that, you know, like dying, like disease or sickness. And friend, it is much broader than that. It's much deeper than that. And so, yeah, so because death, and I learned this through, I heard Nicole's come on to the show a couple times. I've listened to her show. She has a show on Sundays at noon and on Tuesdays at 4 o'clock. And so she always sends out what she's going to teach. And I thought, well, that'd be interesting. I got to hear about that. So I got on there and started listening and going, wow, you know, one of the enemies of God is death. I mean, you know, I think we kind of know that, but do we really know that? I don't think so. So why is it our enemy and God's enemy? Because, friend, death goes around like a lion trying to destroy you before you can fulfill your purpose. Because the purposes of God cause the second coming of Christ to come quicker, if you will. Right? That's why I believe that we're going to see the power over death be more than ever, because death is going to try to stop us from fulfilling the will of God. Yeah, I mean, I think Billy Graham probably finished his purpose. That's why he was allowed to die. He died. And, you know, I don't understand death always, but, you know, premature death, I'm sure, tried to take him out many times. I mean, sometimes death will come against your reputation. You know, they came against his reputation many times. What is that? Somebody, the death of somebody's business died today. It went down, never to recover. Oh, somebody's ministry went down today, never to recover, you know, so to speak. What happened? Death it took it out. The spirit of death working. So anything that is not the will of God, and it's trying to get you to, death will try to lead you and guide you to do anything. Oh, let's just get them all stirred up about this over here. Let's get them all stirred up about that. Let's divert them. Let's distract them. You know what that is? That's the spirit of death leading you, trying to lead you and guide you into all lies, all deceptions, and bring you to death. It's there to. It's leading you toward a trap. And when you finally get far enough away from what God's will, then he might literally physically kill you, because he knows that will finalize the job. Because as long as you're still alive, you can start your business over again. You can start your ministry over again. You can start your life over again. Job did that. He told Job, God told Satan, he said, you can do anything but kill him. You cannot kill him. Why? Because God's purpose for Job was not finished. But he brought him to the brink of death, right? He brought him to the brink of death. He killed all of his children, his livestock, his wealth, just wiped him out. What was doing that? It was all through death. Yeah, so what I'm telling you tonight, friend, whoever you are, whatever you're listening to, that you need to understand that death is your enemy. Death is your enemy. It's an enemy. It's Satan, and Satan who had, the Bible says, who had him, who Hebrews 2:14, who had, no longer has, but who had, and I'm telling somebody tonight, you know, Satan had
power over death, but no longer. Satan had power over death. He no longer has that. Christ on the cross, not in the resurrection, not in the ascension, but in the cross, in his death, he paid the price. He brought to nothing. That Hebrews 2:14 says he brought Satan to nothing, him who had the power over death, that through death Christ might bring to nothing. Friend, I'm declaring a decree over you tonight. Whatever it is, financial, mental, emotional, business, whatever he's trying to prematurely take you out, distract you, give you some mental disorder or some physical disorder or whatever the thing is, fear. Fear is to freeze you up, to kill you, to destroy you. I take authority over fear tonight. I loosen you from fear of death. I loosen you from the fear of death in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It cannot take you. It cannot have you. In the name of Jesus, it cannot have you. We will not let it take you. Well, we will not do that. We will not allow it. Through Jesus' name. Because your purpose, God may just, you know, the devil, let's say the devil kills you, go up to heaven, yeah, God, I finally made it. Yeah, he goes, yeah, well, I'm going to send you back. What? Do what? God, no. He said, because my purpose for you is more important than you being all happy up here in heaven. I need you to go down there and finish my purpose. That's what pleases me. That's what Jesus said. That's what pleases my Father, is that I finish the work. That's why when he said on the cross, it is done. Friend, he knew that he was conquering Satan, who had the power over death. That's why Jesus had to die, is to conquer death through his death. You wouldn't think through death. You'd think through living he would. But it's through his death he conquered it, through the work of the cross and his sufferings. He conquered death, friend. And I don't care. I'm not going to sit there and say it's just disease and sickness. It's a lot more than that. It's whatever's trying to mess you up. It's people being lied to about your business, maybe about your trying to hurt your reputation, whatever that is. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over that. Because God has the power over death, any fashion or form of death, any shadow of death. In Jesus' name, I loosen you from that death right now, in Jesus' name. I loosen you from the death. Come forth into life. Come forth and live and finish the will of God. Then, I don't care if you're 30 like John the Baptist finished his purpose when he was 30, or if you'd be 110 years old, I don't know. Don't just try to live just to live. For God's sake, don't do that. That's being lukewarm. Oh, I'm just trying to live just to live. I want to set a record for being 180. Well, if God wants you to do that, that'd be wonderful. It may be for the glory of God. But other than that, don't live. Don't just try to keep yourself alive just to see how long you can live. No, you stay alive, friend, so you can fulfill the work of God, the purpose of God. And therefore, if you understood how much more God wants you to live than you do, you'd understand that your disease and sickness has come, that death has come against you in Jesus' name. It's like if you can just believe God, that understand and get a revelation tonight that he wants you alive and doing the purposes of God more than you. Hallelujah. I loosen you from that death by the power of God. You cannot prematurely take anybody. Now, if it's your time to go, I'm going to pray. Go. Go enjoy. All the apostles struggle with it. Well, I'm going to go or I'm going to stay. Well, I think for your sakes, I'm going to stay here. Well, for their sake, well, that's because God said, you know, there's some more purpose for you to fulfill. Paul didn't stay just so he could, you know, say, devil ain't got me yet. The devil ain't got me yet. Yeah, I've said that a few times. The devil ain't got me yet. Yeah, well, you know, let's just pray that when it's your time to go, you'll just give it to God. You'll go like some have gone. You just give it up and yield over and move on. Yeah. And believe God that the work God's had you do will continue the work of God. Hallelujah. Y'all see that tonight? Are you with me tonight? Are you walking with me through this tonight? Amen. You're hearing what the Lord is saying. Hopefully you're taking this very personal, that you understand death is not just, you know, well, no, I'm healthy, I'm fine. Everything's pretty fine. You understand. Death is going to try to prematurely, its purpose is to prematurely take you out. Yeah, And so in Jesus' name, God's going to protect you and keep you and watch over you because he wants you to fulfill it. He wants you to be healed. You can't be doing God's will over there being sick and dying. You can't do that. You got to be alive and well. Hallelujah. All right, let's take communion tonight. Y'all want to do that? Let's get ready to eat his body and drink his blood and realize that through his death, that's one of the reasons communion is so powerful is because we're celebrating his death. And his death, he conquered death. Through his death, he conquered death. Now, he had the power over death without dying, but he conquered death for us. Hallelujah. Y'all with me tonight? You hear what God is saying tonight? Yeah, this is important. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you for being with us tonight. It's a great night already. Thank you for everything you do for PGN and keeping the message that we have as prophet to prophesy to people, to give very personal words of information, do messages like tonight. Revealing things, reminding you of things maybe you have forgotten, maybe you never knew, I don't know. Either way, God is trying to show himself to you mighty. Yeah, hallelujah. All right, if you want to give tonight and you don't have that link, I would be more than happy to send you that link. All you do is text me at 214-505-8719. 214-505-8719. And I will text you that link, and you can give. All right. All right, let's get ready to take communion, y'all. Let's get ready to conquer death tonight, the fear of death, the shadows of death. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, like I said, if you want to give tonight, there's different ways to do it, but one of the ways is just on your phone. I can text you the link, PayPal link, where you can just get on there and give your offering really easy, or your tithe, or whatever you want to give. And we can do that just any minute you're ready. Just text me at 214-505-719. And... it'll be done. Be done quickly. All right? We give you the great joy of being able to give unto the Lord into this particular ministry. Amen. And we would gladly receive it and rejoice over it. Amen. Satan, well, let's take communion. We're going to take communion right now, but I'm going to pray specifically over some things tonight, demonic influences trying to mess with you. Design weapons formed against you. I'm going to pray over that tonight. So let's lift up the bread tonight. Let me go here. 1 Corinthians. Yes. Hey, Jeannie says, the word witnesses with me, particularly after some of the words I've been given over the last couple of years. Oh. That's right. You told me a little bit about that. Wow. I don't know, girl. Thank God. Amen to that. Deborah says she has, I studied some of this week. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Okay, I'm going to make sure and read that. Let's look at that before we move on. I don't know if that's what you're thinking. I don't know either. We'll look at it here to see. Okay, Deborah, thank you for that. Okay.
All right, y'all, give me just a moment here. We need that link tonight. We have some asking for that link, so we gladly send it to you. And please come in agreement with us about this word. I feel like this is a very powerful word tonight for someone, and you're welcome. More than I love it when people want to give, man. It's a blast to me. I mean, like, I really like it. It's really fun. All right, so Deborah's talking about, let's look at that for a second, what Deborah's saying. And Jeannie, I didn't think about you on that. I mean, I really didn't think of too many people in particular, except people I know are struggling. But, wow. I mean, that's, yeah. All right, so let's look at Deborah's word for a second here, 2 Corinthians. She may want to read it. I'm not sure exactly where we're going to go with that. 5. For in this we groan, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. 21, okay, never mind, sorry. All right, verse 21, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. Amen. You dust ya. All right. Give me a minute as I get ready. All right. Thank you very much. All right. So, like I said earlier, if you need that link, if you want to give, you haven't, you're not able to find the link. We'll get that link to you. You said verse 21 or verse 2, Deborah? I think I looked at verse 21. I think it looked like you said verse 21, but verse 2. For any we've grown earnestly, desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. Okay, thank you, Angela. All right, very, very cool. All right, are y'all seeing that? I mean, this was, when I heard that teaching from Nicole about from the Book of Revelation, about death being our enemy, you know, I don't know, something just happened and God opened me up to why is death an enemy? You know, other want to kill people, but why is death working? And it was amazing. I mean, I just got a hold of that, and I thank God for the word of the Lord and for, you know, ministering to people about those things. So very, very, very cool. Very, very, very awesome. All right. Really anointing, man. Just getting ready. Somebody's going to get a breakthrough right now. Somebody's getting touched right now. Somebody's getting healed right now and delivered of death. The fear of death, whatever it is that's come upon you, in Jesus' name, the devil, the Bible says the devil had, H-A-D, no longer had the power of death, the power over death. But no longer. That's why Jesus had to die, y'all. We're going to celebrate communion right now. And, all right, very, very cool. Very, very cool. Let's look at this here, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23. All right, let's lift up our bread. If you have your bread and your cup, let's do that, if you would. Thank you, Jesus, for now. What we're gonna believe God for tonight is whatever's messing with you, trying to stop you from getting that job you need, that loan you need. Like we have, I think Paulette said she's trying to get a loan, or she is getting a loan, pre-approved loan. You know, all those things. You know, can't hinder them because you know you're gonna fulfill the will of God.
in fulfilling the will of God is partially, listen, you have to understand, fulfilling the will of God is you having a house. Yeah. Yeah. Thank God I thought about that. Fulfilling the will of God, friend, is having children. It's getting married. It's having friends. It's having your ministry, your business, your schooling. That's all considered the will of God. It's not just some hyper thing like I'm called to be a prophet. Prophets are cool. I don't want to down the prophets at all. We're okay, you know. But it's more the fact that the will of God. So the spirit of death is our enemy. The enemy of death is trying to stop you from moving forward in your life. We're going to rebuke the spirit of death tonight. And that Jesus, as we take communion, you know, I know I'm not, everybody knows I'm for the resurrection. We have to have the resurrection. If Christ didn't resurrect, we wouldn't have anything. So when I say we're celebrating death, I mean, I've had people literally text me during the show and say, what about the resurrection? I'm going like, we're not talking about the resurrection right now. This has nothing to do with the resurrection. Of course he rose from the dead. Oh, my gosh. The Holy Spirit couldn't have come had he not been risen from the dead. Yeah. Yeah. But most people never really even think about this stuff. We're celebrating death. What do you want to celebrate death for? We're celebrating the death of our testator. Amen? That we can receive our inheritance. And that's what it says. For as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. It's death. Communion doesn't even talk about resurrection. It's not even mentioned here. And you're starting to see, aren't you, how important it is. Because death is trying to stop you, not only trying to kill your body, kill your mind. If he can get your mind, if he can end you up in a loony bin, you know, unless God wants you to reach a loony bin. You know, I mean, how are you going to be used by God if you can't think and talk and do God's will? I mean, you know, yeah, death is what is your enemy. And tonight we're going to address it. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, we're going to do it right now. And Jesus saying, for I received from the Lord, Paul said, that which I also delivered to you, the body of Christ, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Hallelujah. Do this in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. Jesus. Woo! Give you the glory. Let's eat, friend. His body that died. His body that conquered death. His body that, yeah, even rose from the dead. But we're celebrating what he did on the cross. That's where the payment was made. The resurrection wasn't the payment. That was the completion of it. But the payment was made on the cross of Calvary. We eat that body, Jesus. That conquered death. We eat the body that conquered death, that died. He was born to die. We're eating the flesh of the Son of God that died to conquer death, that would stop us from our purposes. Hallelujah. In the same manner, he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Woo! Shikabahale. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let's drink, friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, y'all. I'm getting blessed by this tonight. I mean, I'm like going, there's something happening. Right now, Father, I rebuke death. I rebuke the hindrance of death from your purpose. I rebuke death coming at you from those people who are coming at you to hinder the will of God. Hallelujah. I rebuke death that's trying to keep you from learning from that suffering. Sometimes death, the spirit of death, will keep you from learning or getting new life, new images, new ideas from that situation. That when Joseph had, that was a death situation. but he learned life through it. And death is trying to blind you from seeing what you need to learn in the midst of that death-defying experience. What am I supposed to learn through this thing, whether death is trying to take me out? Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Resurrecting your mind and the mind of your people, God. The image and the wisdom and the understanding they need that I'm called. God wants me to live and fulfill my purpose more than me. So this sickness and disease, this oppressive spirit, this thing messing with my finances and my family and my marriage and my health, it has to be broken. Why? Not just so you can be free of it, so you can do the will of the Father and please him. That's why we do this in remembrance, because we're remembering his death. Verse 26 says, for as often as you eat this and drink, eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the death, the Lord's death till he comes. What are you talking about? What did we just read? That through death, he conquered death and conquered Satan through death. That's how he conquered him, was through death. We're celebrating how Jesus Christ conquered Satan. And then, after he conquered Satan, then after that, he rose from the dead 3 days later. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Whatever's binding up your finances, whatever's coming against you, either you're not learning from it or the spirit of death is trying to stop you in Jesus' name. May your mind be, may you eat the, we've eaten the bread. And when Jesus fed them bread, their eyes were open to the Messiah, to the Christ, to the thing they were going through. They learned from it. Their life became, they entered into increase and multiplication. The bread was blessed. It multiplied. God multiplied the bread tonight in your people's minds and their people in your people's understanding. They will understand that God wants me to live, not just to live and have grandchildren, just for that alone. It is to fulfill the will of God so my grandchildren can be born, so they can fulfill the will of God. Hallelujah. I loosen you from that death. I command death to flee from you now in the name of Jesus. Loosen you, loosen you, loosen you in Jesus' name. That death is swallowed up in victory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Death is swallowed up. That hindrance is swallowed up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Cannot stop you from the will of the Father. Cannot stop you from the will of God. Cannot hinder you any longer. Death, come out. Satan's death plan and plot, the death plot, come out in the name of Jesus, trying to get you to give up on the will of God so then he can take you out and kill you. Because the next step, he's going to kill you, friend. I'm telling you. I'm talking to somebody right now. He's trying to get you to come out of agreement with the will of God. And as soon as you get out of the will of God, that's the thing he's working on. And when he got you there, then he's going to kill your pokasaraha and take your life. But he can't touch you when you're in the will of, when you're still there, when you're still not quite giving up. The spirit of death has been tempting you. And when you step out of it, you're going to be one dead person. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but you better wake up. Often you hear me talk like this, very soon. You better wake yourself up in the name of Jesus. That spirit of death is blinding you now. By the Spirit of God, I command you, your eyes to be opened to what the trickery of the enemy and the lie of the enemy is trying to get you to do in Jesus' name. Then he's going to get you out there, and then the wolves are going to come, and they're going to kill you. You're not going to have a chance in heaven or hell. We're not going to let that happen in Jesus' name. We take authority over those hounds of hell. Hallelujah. I rebuke you, Satan, in Jesus' name. I feel like I'm getting violent over here. I'm getting violent. And I'm taking it by force tonight in the name of Jesus. You lying devil. Lying spirit, you cannot have them. You cannot tempt them and draw them away from the flock or from the will of God. because then they have no protection. Oh, I decided I'm going to do this over here. I decided I'm going to do that over there. I decided I'm going to do this thing. I decided I'm going to, you know what? You better be careful what you're listening to, friend. Oh, I just decided. I just decided. I hear you. I've decided a thing or two myself. Thank God for his grace and protection. He kept me from the devil taking advantage of it and taking me out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your glory. God, we give you the glory. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus, let it be done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, wow, wow. What a night. What a night. God done something tonight. Okay, it was one person, man. One person gets escapes the spirit of death hindering you, whatever it is, in Jesus' name. It's just one person. Thank God for that one. Thank God for that one. In Jesus' name, thank God for that one. Hallelujah. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, 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 y'all. Come on, man. I'm celebrating. I am celebrating for somebody. Woo! Man, my belly's like flowing like a river right now. Dear Jesus. Dear Jesus. Dear Jesus. Dear Jesus. The river of life. That hindrance, that spirit of death that you just thought was like, you know, somebody messing with your stuff. No, that's the devil messing with your stuff, man. I mean, it's a spirit of death. Death trying to stop you, trying to kill that thing before it gets off the ground. He tried to kill the woman, remember in Revelation 12, I think in Revelation 12, where he tried to kill the woman's seed, you know, as soon as it was born? That's what Satan does, the spirit of death, the enemy of death tried to kill Satan, kill the woman's seed before it even, you know, as soon as it got born. He's a ruthless, sorry, no good devil. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you want to give tonight, you're welcome to do it. If you don't have that link, you want a link, we can give it through PayPal. You can just text me at 214-505-8719, and I'll get it to you if you'd like prayer, like to give an offering tonight. And then, of course, we pray over the offerings on Thursdays. Still a lot of praying on Wednesdays and Thursdays, right? And we pray with a lot of people. I love it. It's my favorite thing to do. Hallelujah. Woo, man, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Something's going on tonight, y'all. I feel something's happening. My God. Hallelujah. I loosen you. I loosen you. I loosen you from every hindrance of death, hell, and the grave. I loosen you in Jesus' name. Death cannot defeat you. You will not be led astray out into a place where you can't find your way into anything. Hallelujah. And then the devil takes advantage of you and takes you out. Uh-uh. No, that ain't going to happen. No way. Hallelujah.
My God, our Lord and my God, how many people that the death take out prematurely in COVID, much less any other kind. Come on, man, we got to wake up to this thing. God is waking us up tonight, y'all. This is like amazing. It's called eating the bread and God expanding our minds so we can understand exactly what He's saying. Hallelujah. All right, give me a second here. I go through these things. Thank you so much for giving. Thanks for giving to PGN. We really appreciate it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Wow, 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 and wow. Oh, my gosh. Man, something's happening, y'all. Y'all feel that? I'm feeling waves of God's glory flowing through this place tonight. Death has been defeated in Jesus' name, and you're going to live and finish the will of God for your life. Hallelujah. Come forth and live. Death shall not hinder you and stop you from the will of God. It will not smother you any longer, keeping you from being able to breathe and giving you mental disorders and demons coming against your mind in Jesus' name. I bind you, Satan, the spirit of death. Come out and come off in Jesus' name. Let the spirit of life and victory cleanse and purify your people tonight by your precious blood, Lamb of God. We drank your blood tonight. We ate your flesh tonight. We celebrated your death. That death has been swallowed up in victory through the cross of Calvary. In Jesus' name, his sufferings on the cross. Hallelujah. It is done. It is done. It is done. It is finished. It is finished. It is done. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, glory, 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 glory. I want my story to be full of glory. Story to be full of glory. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. God just did something for somebody. My God, check yourself. Check your mind, see if you can think clearer. Check your body, see if you've been healed. Check your car and see if it'll start now. Check your loan, see if it came through. Hallelujah. My God, my Lord and my God. Dear Jesus. Woo! Wow! Wow, 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 and wow. All right, let's get ready to pray for offerings tonight. Man. Man, man, man. Man, oh, man. Hallelujah. All right, let's do it. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, wow, wow. Okay. I don't know what's happening tonight, man. I mean, I'm just like, I just wow. I just feel like something's going to happen, is happening, going to keep on happening. I'm feeling the spirit of life just rise up within me tonight in the name of Jesus. I speak a life over you, victory over you. We are not going to let you die
whether it be physically, emotionally, mentally, financially, in any kind of way. No, not going to happen. And she's going to live and declare the glory of God. You're going to live and not die. Your ministry, your job, your business, your life is going to live and not die. And declare the glory of God. Declare the glory of God. Your body's going to live and not die. And declare God wants you to live and fulfill his purposes much more than you. Sometimes you hear these testimonies, people go to heaven, God says, I'm sending you back. How many people have been sent back? A few. Maybe a bunch. More than we know. Why? Because that's what God wants. That's why he heals you. That's why he delivers you. It isn't just to make you happy. That's part of it. Yeah, he's got a lot bigger goal going on than that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Let's pray tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you for everything you're doing, God. Hang on a minute as I transition here. Give me just a moment, please. All right, can y'all hear me okay? I just transitioned to something. Can you hear me all right? Make sure I'm on good before because I want the recordings to be low or improperly recorded. All right, hang on a second. All right, give me just a minute. Be right back. Okay, you can hear me good. Thank you for that. I am back now. Thank you. Let me know about that. All right. Thank you, thank you. Just a second here. I'm almost ready to start praying over offerings. Thank you for being with us tonight. Thank you. Thank you for receiving that that word. I just feel like, you know, like, yeah, wow. I can't even describe to you what hit me after I prayed those prayers, man. It's like, Lord and my God, thank you, Jesus. Victory, victory, victory is our cry. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, victory over death through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, let's do it. Jayla, $1.11. Thank you, Jayla, 111. What a great number. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless her, God. Confirm to her, God. Anything where the spirit of death has tried to hinder her purpose of meeting the right person, of getting, you know, doing the right thing, the right job, the right people, and all that, God, in Jesus' name. Satan, you are bound in Jesus' name. She's gonna function in the life of Jesus, the will of God, like we talked about, Jayla, like a couple of nights ago. I remember we talked about it off and on about how being in the will of God is what makes us righteous. Righteousness is walking in the will of God. It's not just not cussing and smoking and chewing and dipping and stripping like other people do. It's walking in the will of the Father. You can be the best, nicest person in the whole doggone town, right? That's it. And not walking in the will of God, and you are unclean. You are unrighteous. Because righteousness is walking in the will of the Father, the plan of God. That shows you how much God wants it and loves it. And why he goes, that's why he heals you and delivers you and gets you the right people in your life. The right, because he wants to help you fulfill his purpose more than you. So he brings people to do that, encouragement, friendship, love, finances, whatever it is, favor in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Done, God. Done, 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 done. Andrea tonight. $5. Thank you, Lord, for Andrea. God, I thank you that your will for her will not be hindered any longer. In Jesus' name, no more hindrances. Death, you will not hinder the will of God in her life. You are bound in Jesus' name. You are swallowed up in victory in the life of Jesus, because Jesus died on the cross. He died to destroy you, the spirit of death, the spirit that hinders people from walking the way. Anything that's not the will of God is death, y'all. If it's not the will of God, it is death. And setting you up for death, setting you up to take you out so you cannot even have a chance to get back into the will of God, draws you out of the will of God to kill you. I'm going to just tell you right out, that's what he's trying to do. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy, Andrea. And you know that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come forth and live and have life. Amen. In Jesus' name. The perfect will of the Father is perfect protection. It's perfect glory. It's perfect wisdom. It's perfect knowledge from God. Hallelujah. And the devil can't use people. The devil uses people. Y'all know how he uses people. He does it with me. He does it with you. He does it with all of us. Spirit of death gets on people, trying to draw you away so the devil can get you and kill you. Yeah, Keisha, $9. Thank you, Keisha, for that $9. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for the spirit of life, God, and victory in her, in Jesus' name. That she will no longer yield to the enemy in any fashion or form, God, but she will only yield to the Holy Ghost and fire. You're a fire girl. You know what? The thing is, when the enemy has used you in your past life, whatever, it's like fire. The same thing with God. God used you because you're a fire girl. May the fire of God be upon you, in Jesus' name. Amen. May God set your life in order so he can perfectly use you without the devil being able to hinder you every time he just feels like it. Amen. Because you have a heart for God. You have a heart to walk in the will of God. Not just doing something for God, but walk in the will of God, the purposes of God. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Satan was, Shalonda, $10. Thank you, Lord, for Shalonda, God. I thank you, Lord, you know, just like Shalonda, Satan was trying to hinder Jesus from dying, because in a sense he tried to get him cut. Father, if this cup can pass from me, what was that? That was like a diversion strategy, if you will, taking death out. And the only way he could take death out was to die. He was born to die. That was his purpose, was to die. And Lord, I thank you for Shalonda's purpose to God. Hallelujah! That she will not die, or just hang around. I'm not talking about physically dying. I'm talking about like Adam and Eve. When they walked out of the garden and God said, when you eat of the fruit, you're going to die. They died and they still walked out of the garden alive, physically. Thank you, God, that Shalonda will walk in the garden full of life, full of the will of God, and say no to the devil and yes to you, Jesus. She will live and declare the glory of God, and you cannot hinder her finances any longer. In Jesus' name, come forth, will of God. Come forth, mission of heaven. Hallelujah. John and Melissa, thank you, Lord, for that $10 from John and Melissa. Thank you, Lord, for that Melissa's left foot and ankle and for her job, and for his job, for John's job. In Jesus' name, thank you, God, for touching her. God, you try to do things to hinder us. It doesn't mean that sometimes things that go wrong are trying to hinder us always. Sometimes they're there to, you know, wake us up. Sometimes they're there to say, hey, you know, get it going on. Man, hallelujah. You know, God can use our sufferings. But the thing is, his perfection, the perfection of God is that we prosper in health even as our soul prospers. That's the perfect will of God. And let that be done with Melissa, God. In Jesus' name, help her foot. Loosen her foot. God, cause her foot to straighten out and walk straight. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Let it be done, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen. All right, and for John's job, Lord, for his job, God, I thank you, Father, for it to multiply him, because give him wisdom. Give him the ability to see that you just don't want him barely making it, God. You want to bless him. You want to bless him. He's going to be thankful with little and with a lot. And how can you be thankful with a lot if you don't walk in a lot? But you learn to be thankful with little. And thank you, Lord, for your teaching him to be thankful in little, with small. Like Paul said, I'm thankful, with being in need. And I'm thankful when I have an abundance. And I thank you, Lord, you're teaching John the key to abundance is how to be thankful and content with having little. Knowing that either way, Jesus had too little fish and too little bread to feed the 5,000 men and their families. He blessed it and broke it. Why? Because with God, all things are possible. And Jesus blessed his job, God. Increase it, multiply it. Dustia, $10. Thank you, Dustia. Dustia says, pray for my career, please. You're welcome. I sure will. Thank you, Jesus, for Dustia. We thank you, Lord, that you open up that he will be able to function in his career, God. He will be able to organize and structure things and be able to manage, move into management, God, and be able to manage and get the process of management going on for his life, God, that you will the structure of his life and the purpose of his life, God, is sometimes God gets us, gets us a job or work so we can develop the skills that we have. And I thank you, Lord, for developing his skills. Develop his skills, God. The job that he get, develop his skills. Develop his creativity. He may not think he has any creativity. Yeah, until you get in there trying to figure out how to fix something or trying to work something or try to make something better. Then your creative skills kick in, Dustin, in Jesus' name. Come alive in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, right now by the power of God. Live and not die, Dustin. Your career is going to live in Jesus' name. You're going to bring people to life. You're going to bring things to life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The unknown will be made known. The secret things will be made known to you in Jesus' name. Let it be done, Father, right now by the power of God. Amen. Industrial. The industrial realm, God, in Jesus' name. The industrial. Amen. All right, Sally, UK, London, $17. Thank you, Sally. We just bless you, Sally, tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the fatherhood of God and Sally. God, that the Bible said, Jesus said, taught the disciples how to pray. He said, our Father, which art in heaven. He could have prayed anything. He could have prayed, oh, high and holy one. He could have prayed anything. But he said, this is how you pray. Identify with God as your Father. I know you do that already. It's like I see your identification with your Heavenly Father as being your Father as much as he's just been your glorious King and God and your Savior. He sees your Father. See the fatherhood of God moving into your heart in Jesus' name. So you will know that he's fathering you. And fathers, love you because they give birth to you. All right? You're theirs. You belong to them. You belong to that Father. That Father feels like his purpose is to fulfill your purpose and make sure you make it. Because that's what fulfills him. And same thing with God. God gets fulfillment out of making you progress in that spirit of death that we're talking about tonight, hindering us from our purpose, from our money. Spirit of death trying to stop that. In Jesus, I curse that at the root. In Jesus' name, I loosen you from death. In Jesus' name, from any kind of death, from the hindrances of God's will, from the hindrance of your business and your economy and your mind and your creativity, thinking straight and clear. In the name of Jesus, I loosen that Father. Jesus told Peter, he said, the Father revealed it. So, Lord, in that Father relationship, you will start revealing who Jesus is and who she is. Blessed and glad I've not revealed this to you, but my Father revealed it to you, Sally. In Jesus, that fatherhood-God relationship, increase it, multiply, open it up, God, in Jesus' name, so she can walk in the increase and multiplication. Amen. All right, Paulette, $20. Paulette is applied for to get a house and a pre-approved loan. So we thank you, Lord, for the $20. Thank you for that $20, Paulette. Paulette, we thank you, Jesus. We ask you to bless her, God, increase her, multiply her, God. Show her that it's the spirit of death. It tries to hinder us from having our house or home because you know why? It's the will of God. God wants every person to have a house and home. And the more we eat that and meditate on that and know that that's true, then it has to happen. The word of God, believing the word of God, Paul, in this particular area, conquers and swallows up death or the thing that tries to stop it from happening. So you can have your life and live in that house
in Jesus' name and fulfill the purposes of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless her, God. Jesus' name. Let it be done. Your favor and her finances in the name of Jesus. That all will go well. Amen. Good and faithful servant, you say to Paulette. Good and faithful servant. Well done, my good and faithful servant, my loyal servant in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless her with that loyalty, Ram God, knowing that you are loyal to her. She's loyal to you, and you are loyal to her. Hallelujah. Tanisha, $26. Thank you, Tanisha, for that. Thank you, Lord. I just, since last night when I prayed over you, I just felt something, you know, broke in another level in the name of Jesus, my Lord and my God. Hallelujah. Let all the pieces of the puzzle, God, begin to come together. Let the pieces of the puzzle, let the little piece here and little piece there that didn't make any sense all of a sudden, like piece together. Oh my gosh, I never saw that before. Look at that, the pieces of the puzzle came together. It's the same kind of the picture I saw, thought I was, you know, but it was even bigger and better and great. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, the pieces of the puzzle coming together, God, in Jesus' name. How the spirit of death, the hindrance, broken, trying to stop the will of God from being done, in Jesus' name. The will of God is life. The things that are not the will of God is death. It's just the spirit of death. You're not the will. He said he's gonna, you know, that is the only thing that is the will of God is life is the will of God. Anything else is death because it's not connected to God's purposes. And I thank you, Lord, that she's in your will. She's in your purposes, God. She's walking in your life. And victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Terrence, $37. Thank you, Terrence. Thank you, God, for Terrence, God. I thank you for increasing and multiplying him, God, giving him wisdom and knowledge. The greatest thing we can get sometimes, Terrence, as you know, is revelation from heaven, wisdom and knowledge of how to handle things, what to do and what not to do. Sometimes it's about what not to do. Sometimes it's about the courage we need to stand up in the spirit and declare and decree in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, for that message tonight about breaking the spirit of death, which hinders us from the will of God. Tries to smother us, tries to kill us, tries to take us out. Our reputation, our purpose, everything about it. It's already been destroyed, Terrence. Death and its hindrances to our life has been destroyed. Your life shall no longer be hindered in the name of Jesus. Come forth in Jesus' name and live and do the will of the Father. Like never before. In the name of Jesus, no more hindrance, no more stopping. Thank you, Lord, that he's learned. Once you learn from your sufferings, you move on. And I thank you, Lord, for the revelation you've given him, God, in Jesus' name, and taught him, teach and raise up other people, God. Give them courage to face their Goliaths. Hallelujah. All right, Angie, $33 from Virginia. Thank you, Angie, in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for blessing her, God. I thank you, Lord, for that, for the fulfillment of, just like Jesus was fulfilling his life when he was 33. He was 33 years old when he died on the cross. But that the thing is that his purpose was to die. Our purpose is to live. He died for us so that we could live, right? So you're 33 is so you can live in Jesus' name and declare and decree the riches of Christ Jesus, the riches of his love, the riches of his compassion, the riches of his peace. That you are declarer of that. You are a decree. You walk in that in Jesus' name. You're a walker. You walk with God. Like Enoch was seen no more because he was walk with God. He walked with God. Thank you, Lord, that Angie walked with you, God. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. To the light, thy word is a lamp unto her feet and a light unto her pathway. Amen. Pathway of what? The will of the Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the purpose of God, the riches of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Karen, $50. Thank you, Lord, for Karen. Thank you, Jesus, for Karen. God, I thank you for blessing her tonight. I thank you for increasing her. I thank you for her calling. I thank you for her calling that she will see and recognize, God, that calling is basically doing whatever you tell us to do every day. Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father do. He did it every day. Just like you did. You do it every day. He did it every day. When you do that every day, it builds up and builds up and builds up and builds up every day. If we just do the will of God like once a week,
if we do things that if we do things where we feel like it once a month, something else goes on. Yeah? Yeah, but when we do it every day, it builds up, and it builds up fast. It builds up fast in Jesus' name. Yeah. Amen. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord. Amen, Karen. Provision, provider, and provision. The Father God, the provider of your provision. Amen. It was done on the cross. Amen. And now he lives forever to fulfill it. Fulfillment of God's will in your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. The calling, the election. Amen. God has an election. People he chooses get in. Amen. He's chosen you. All right. Regina, $20. Thank you, Lord, for Regina from California. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. God, I thank you for the spirit of death being broken off her future. Father, being broken off her family, being broken off her loved ones, being broken off her in the name of Jesus, that the spirit of death can no longer mess with her. Can no longer cause her issues and problems in the name of Jesus. It cannot be done. It cannot be done. It will not be done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The sovereign will of God in Jesus' name is being done. The sovereign will of God is being done in Jesus' name in your life. Hallelujah. The sovereign will of God. Amen. It's like, in other words, it can't be stopped. It cannot be stopped. It can be hindered sometimes, but it cannot be stopped. Because the spirit of death has been conquered, and death is what tries to stop you from the life of your purpose, from the life of what God's called you to do and accomplish. The accomplishments that we do in God is why he wants us alive and full of the Holy Ghost and prospering and being blessed. Hallelujah. You are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. I declare that over you. You will see yourself as that, as never before. In Jesus' name, spirit of death has been, the spirit of hindrance has been broken. Hallelujah. No more hindrance. No more in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Wow. All right. People are giving testimonies about the spirit of death. I'm telling y'all, this is a revelation. The death Regina tried to stop everything you're designed to help and do the will of God, your children, your family, you know, and your purpose, your money, your finances, everything. And tonight the revelation is with the communion. I don't know if you're able to hear that or not, but go back if you would and take communion with that if you can. And eat his body, because in celebrating his death, you celebrate that the spirit of death has been overtaken and broken in Jesus' name, which is not just physical death, but it's the death of God's will for our life. That's what the main death is. Not just he can, you know, but it's death is main purpose, because it's an enemy of God, comes to stop the will of the Father. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yeah, Cheryl from Florida is saying she had an encounter with death in a certain way. So, amen, I believe it. I'm telling you, there's something going on. God is showing us that death is more than just, you know, even physical death. It's much more than that. It's the death of the will of the Father. Jesus said, what pleases the Father is that I finish the work. Yeah, and death tries to, it's an enemy of God. It tries to, death tries to stop or kill or steal or destroy your purpose. Because that's your righteousness. It's not just being holier than thou art. You know, thank God for all that. But it's more of, you know, being in the will of God. That's righteousness. It's the will of the Father being done. He said, get away from me. I don't even know you because you didn't do my will. That's what he's concerned about. Oh, you cast out devils and you didn't do my will. That's what the Lord says, right? So we know that it's about his will. Hallelujah. Do you realize that? You understand what Jesus said, not my will, but thy will be done. Hallelujah. It was what true life was about. Amen. Chris, $50. Thank you, Chris. How about $50 from Texas? Thank you, Lord. For my brother tonight, God, I thank you, Lord, that Jesus, you reveal yourself to him as his brother. That I think, God, you bring him a real brother. I know he has a brother already. Maybe a couple, I don't really know. But thank you, Lord, for bringing him, for revealing Christ, his brother, like Christ is his true brother. Because you know what, God, Chris, God's going to use you, he's going to show you how to be a true brother, a Christ brother to other men, other people. May not be a bunch of them, but the ones that you touch are going to change the world, man. The ones that you become brothers to, like a Christ is our brother. He's not only our Lord and Savior and our God, but he's our brother. And Christ is going to make himself known as your brother because he wants you to be a brother, a true Christ brother to people. Brothers are different than anything else. Oh, yeah, closer than a brother. Yeah, open that up to him, Jesus, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let it be done, God, right now. The purpose of God for Chris is the friendship around Father, of being a brother of Christ to many, in Jesus' name. Wow, hallelujah. All right, Sandra, $50. Thank you, Sandra, in Jesus' name. I speak the spirit of life over you. I speak the spirit of victory over you. You're the girl of victory. Your life is victory. Victorious. Death has tried to swallow you up so many different kinds of ways, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically. And you know what? The devil is a liar. Amen. He's been conquered. He just tries to bring the shadows of death and make it flicker around like, I got you now. All you do is say, you ain't got nothing. You're a liar. I'm sure you've done many times. Satan, you are a liar. And when Jesus died on the cross, death was swallowed up. Death was conquered. And the fear of death is broken in Jesus' name. But fear of death isn't just fear of dying in an accident or dying. It's premature death of any kind, of anything, of your purpose, of a marriage, of a family, of a situation, whatever that is, it's premature. Amen. It comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's what death does, kill, steal, and destroy. And I think, Lord, that Sandra's life is going to reveal life and more abundant life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Power over Satan. Amen. Death has tried to take you. I feel it. I sense it. And you have conquered. You are conquering, and you have conquered in Jesus' name. We have exposed the enemy in the name of the Lord. Boy, I'm telling you, when you're trying to do the will of God, the devil, he knows it. He fears the will of God more than he fears anything. Because the will of God means you're coming in agreement with God, that you're truly righteous when you walk in the will of God. It's amazing. But the will of God has one thing, that does we, and that's the righteous, that seek ye first kingdom of God and his righteousness. What's his righteousness? His will. That's the only thing that's righteous is his will. It's not about being, we're all going to be holy, see, so, but you know what I'm saying? It has to do with walking in the will of the Father. That's our protection. That's where he provides for us because we're doing his will. If we're not doing his will, he's not going to provide for us. He's not going to provide for something that's not him. He's not going to feed something that's not him. To starve that to death and feed his will. Amen. Thank God he's done that with me a time or two. All right, Valiant Beauty. I don't know who that is, but somebody has a company, I guess a business called Valiant Beauty. Thank you for that, $55.50. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for the conquering power of Jesus. God, that your will, your kingdom come, your will be done, your kingdom. That Valiant Beauty, whoever you are, God wants you to think about what you do as a kingdom with a king and a queen. I talked to somebody about that last night, about a king and a kingdom, a king and a queen, that you have a kingdom. Everybody, if you're doing the will of God and you're building something or you're desiring to build something, you're building the kingdom. God is having you build it his way. He tells you what to do. You do it. What's he building? He's building a kingdom through you. A business is a kingdom. A company's a kingdom. A family's a kingdom. It's a kingdom of God. God's making you kingdom-minded in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right, Nikki and Charles, $77, $20, and then $22, I think, and then $50. Hallelujah. Thank you for Roger Webb. Amen. We pray for Roger Webb tonight, God. Whoever Roger Webb is, thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. For the glory of God of Roger Webb. We thank you, Jesus, that you give him the grace and the wisdom on how to yield over what belongs to God. To yield over what belongs to God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Roger Webb. Yield it over to Jesus. Yield over to God. Give to God what belongs to God. Be the transfer of wealth, the transfer of property, transfer of land, transfer of whatever it is. In Jesus' name, a favor. Hallelujah. So the will of God can be done, and God's going to bless you for it. Amen. Don't try to hang on to what God's trying to get through you. Let him get it through you. He'll get it to you. He can get it through you. He'll get it to you. That's literal. Hallelujah. Bless him. Touch him, God. Heal the wounds of his purpose, God. Heal the wounds of his purposes, of the purpose of God. Heal those wounds. In Jesus' name, let him get right back up and stand up in the face of the enemy and say, I will obey God. I will walk in the will of God. I will not bow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus. I am your sufficiency, saith the Lord. I am more than enough. That worry and doubt be broken off of you in Jesus' name. May the faith of Jesus live within you. All right, Nikki says, her birthday. Happy birthday, Nick. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. She says she's like 37. You're not 37. I'm just kidding. She didn't say that. She didn't say she's 37. I hope I get a raise out of it. She said, I will receive all that you taught on tonight, or that you teach on tonight. Amen. Yeah. Blessing and glory. Blessing and honor and glory. Blessing and honor and glory to you, Nikki. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. Blessing, glory, and honor. That's what I'm here. Blessing, glory, and honor. That's better than happy. That's just that kind of like your happy birthday song. Blessing, glory, and honor. You've been called, you've been chosen to bring blessing, glory, and honor to the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see the hallelujahs coming out of your mouth. I see the hallelujah, the glory of God, shouting the glories of God. Those things just falling off you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It's like death has been swallowed up in victory. Hallelujah. Satan and witchcraft and any kind of other crafts in Jesus' name on Nikki's life, and you are defeated. You are a liar. She is no longer. There's nothing in her of you in Jesus' name, Satan. She is a free woman. She's a delivered girl. She's a Christian. She's a person of Christ. She's the body of Jesus. Hallelujah. The body of Christ. She is the body of Christ. Amen. Her body is a temple of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Sing it now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. Hallelujah. Sing it now. Hallelujah. Sing it now. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lord. I just see you singing hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's like breaking loose, like with the choir. The choir of heaven. I'm not sure what that choir thing is. The name of Jesus. Like, it's like I see you singing with the choir or something, like singing hallelujahs with the Lord. I mean, I don't know. Amen. Yeah, just like the angels, like when they came down, when Jesus was born, being told, they sing hallelujahs. But the news been birthed. Hallelujah. They even like to sing, man. Somebody sing, so I'd like to join in with you. Hallelujah. Yes, I am.
hallelujah, girl.
All right, Charles, thank you, Lord, for blessing Charles. God, provide for him, open it for him, God, show him the way, Jesus. God, let him be, let him break the bread of heaven with those in need, God, in Jesus' name, and feed them, not just feed them physical bread, feed them the mind of God, the heart of God, the love of God, the fatherhood of God, gathering together the an adoption, whole adopting, that adoption thing again. There it goes, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Bringing in the adoption ring, the adoption ring. Amen. A ring of adoption companies or people or something like that. Adopting. Bringing the sons of God delivered to the hands of Jesus. Amen. Loose from Satan's grip. Amen. All right, Noel, $100. Thank you, Noel. Thank you, Noel, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for just blessing the market room with her. I know I prayed about it before, but thank you, Jesus, for opening that up. Thank you, Lord, for giving her insight instead of outside, insight. We all have outside. We can all see what's going on the outside. Give her insight. Hallelujah, Jesus. I think God's revealed something. I think it may have to do with that number 13, that Friday the 13th thing. What's going on with that? Amen. And God's just breaking bread with you about that, one way or the other, through others or whatever. He's breaking bread with you on that because it's a cry of your heart, and he's answering that cry. Hallelujah, 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 breaking that bread. Hallelujah, breaking that bread. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, part of your ministry is money. Part of your ministry is wealth. Part of your ministry is that and transfer of wealth. That's part of your ministry in Jesus' name. It's a calling. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the spirit of death is trying to stop that from happening. Amen. Trying to stop the multiplication, trying to stop the increase, trying to stop the revelation from getting. It's like the spirit of death with trying to stop Gabriel from reaching Daniel with revelation of the future. Yeah, who was trying to stop him? It was the angel of death. It was Satan. Satan is death. That's why Jesus said to die, to conquer him. He is conquered in Jesus' name. You're going to live. Your money's going to live. Your purpose is going to live. Hallelujah. Oshé, 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 nasaka. All right, Andrika, $100. Thank you, Andrika. Hey, $50 for ESW Auto Sales. We thank you, Lord. Blessing, 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 blessing. God, may it yield an inheritance to her family, to her children, and to their children. In Jesus' name, may it yield an inheritance, Father, that is exceeding abundantly above all she could ask, think, even imagine. In Jesus' name, let it be done, Father. Right now, bless it, increase it, multiply it. Give creative wisdom and creative ideas, Father, in Jesus' name. Like when Solomon, I don't know if that has to do with anything, but Solomon, when they brought the two women, when the two women brought their baby, they both said the baby was theirs. He threatened to take, he took a sword and cut it in half. And the real mother, said, don't kill it. And he knew that it was hers. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but I see God doing something with that, like that with ESW Auto Sales or something. I'm not sure about what that means exactly. If God will show me here in a minute, but hallelujah, Jesus, 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 who the real mother is of ESW Auto Sales. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Something like that. Yeah, who gave birth to it. Yeah, it's about the birthing of ESW Auto Sales. The enemy tried to rob the real mother of her child because the other child died, remember? And says that the other mother rolled over and slept on her baby, didn't know it, and smothered the baby, and then she took the mother's other mother's baby and traded him out. Then they brought Solomon, and Solomon ended that thing. Yeah. The real creator of it, the real birther, the real owner, the real whatever, I don't know. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless that, God. Open it up in Jesus' name. Move, 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 God. Maybe it's a future thing. I'm not sure exactly. God's going to bless that. Tyreek, $10. Thank you, Lord, for Tyreek. Bless him, Jesus. Give him courage. Lord, make him a man of courage.
that are strength, God, that you, when we're weak, not being afraid of your weaknesses, not being ashamed of your weaknesses, but giving God the glory for them, because when you're weak, he becomes strong. Amen. Wherever we're weak, wherever we're tempted easily, wherever we're, we don't think, you know, I can't do this on my own. Yeah, exactly. That's when God joins in with you, man. In Jesus' name, to help you. Amen. He came to be strong with us and for us. Because he knows he's been tempted every way just like us, Tyree. He knows what it's really like. Jesus is the best friend you've ever had, ever will have, because he understands all of it. He is the most kind, gracious person, loving, generous, forgiving, that you'll ever know in your life. Hallelujah. Get to know him more and more and more and more. That's what I'm doing. Amen. Torrey, $10. Thank you, Lord, for Torrey, God. Thank you, Lord, for breaking bread with him, God. Break bread, God, that his mind will expand in the future. That his mind will be expanded by you, the expansion of his mind. He will really grow in his mind area, learning and growing and learning and growing, learning and growing, making the way for that ability to absorb information and do something about it. Yeah, to bear forth fruit, produce riches for Christ. Amen. All right, Chris, $15. Thank you for Chris. I thank you for opening up his mind, God, his heart. It's not just his heart, but his mind and his heart. May his heart and mind flow together. May his thoughts and his head and his heart fellowship together. That what he does, what he thinks about, he thinks out of love. He thinks out of from the heart. His mind and his heart work together, not separate from each other, but together. Amen, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Cause that unity to come, Father, that his heart and his mind work together. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. The love of God, nurture your mind. The love of Jesus, nurture your mind. Make it clear to you what God is doing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let it be done, Father. Amen. All right, and Andrika, $15. Thank you, Andrika. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for the freedom and liberty, God, that you're giving her, God, as a child of God. Freedom and liberty, whom the Son says free, is free indeed. And I thank you, Lord, for the spirit of freedom and liberty, God, and Andrika, Jesus, that she walks in liberty. She's called to liberty. She's called to bring liberty to others, to bring financial liberty, to bring financial wisdom and financial connections and financial understanding to people. Help them understand, you know, how to get that money or whatever. I don't know what that means exactly, but hallelujah. Open it up, God. Wisdom. How to make a way where there seems to be a way with the financial arena. Good money. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, Jeff and Yuki, $120. Thank you, Jeff and Yuki. They're in Thailand still. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for blessing them and keeping them and watching over them, God, causing them to know your plans and your purposes, God, that you're getting them out of their territory, like stepping out of the boat and learning to walk on the water, learning to walk in environments that they're not, I know, especially Jeff, that you're not used to, but God making you, teaching you how to, you know, connect to what God is doing in every culture and seeing the cultures of the world and seeing what they need, see what's going on. And to when you're a servant, you meet those needs. Guess what? God is pleased. God is the one who, like in the wilderness, fed them bread, fed them manna, fed them quail, gave them water, you know, in Jesus' name. So the provider in you, in Jesus' name, open up those doors to provide what people need. Amen. Everything. Their clothing, he did everything. Their money, everything in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for you, God, that you give you that wisdom, God, on how to nurture and to be a nurturer of things. Sometimes people dry up because they need to be nurtured. They need sometimes the help that we are to people is that we're nurturers. We nurture them. We strengthen them. Give them courage when they run out of courage or when they're, you know, having trouble being courageous. We feed them courage, and God, I think we're just like the captain of the host of the army of the Lord gave Joshua courage. Had it been for that, Joshua would have fallen apart. He was on the verge of falling apart already. And that courage that came from God through that. So you, God, I thank you for raising her up, God, to implant and impart that energy, that courage, where two or more agree as touching something, it shall be done. Shall be done. Let it be done. Let it be done. Let it be done. In Jesus' name. Amen. You can let people discern, you know, when you're wasting time with things. Sometimes things just take time. As you know, sometimes the enemy tries to waste time to wear you out. Thank you, Lord, for exposing that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, they sleep good, rest good, and are healthy and blessed. Amen. All right, Jeannie, $255. Pray for Charlotte, she says, Charlotte, her niece. Thank you, Lord, for we'll pray for Charlotte tonight. God, we thank you, Lord, that you open up Charlotte's eyes, that Charlotte will break beyond the, you know, flesh and blood is pretty strong. It's pretty strong. Flesh, the bloodline, strong. We thank you, Jesus, for breaking her free from her natural bloodline into Jesus' bloodline, where she's able to think individually, independently, and see things that see the truth, and the truth shall set her free. And I thank you, Lord, you're going to use her to set people free, teach them, use her to give her a strong will to give people the strength to do and think correctly. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Open her up, God. Let the praises of God come from her mouth, Father, in Jesus' name. May Jeannie hear the testimony of how Charlotte is, you know, felt like that Satan tried to kill her, to steal her, and destroy her from her purpose, in Jesus' name. She will awaken to that because of your prayers, Jeannie. Thank you, Lord, Jeannie, for that. Thank you, Jeannie, for that $205. We just bless you. And speak increase. God, I thank you for Jeannie's faithfulness to you, Father, that her faithfulness to you, Jesus, is increasing and multiplying, Father. And because, you know, you're looking for, you know, people are looking for the God that's faithful, the God who's true, the God who, in a world where nobody's faithful to anybody, that God, you show your faithfulness, even as a testimony to Charlotte. The faithfulness of God, in Jesus' name. And thank you for that revelation about death tonight, God, and breaking the spirit of death and all those things about death trying to cause hindrance and disturbance. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for the spirit of life, for eating the bread, Jesus' body and drinking his blood, Father, and revealing to her, God, in Jesus' name, how the death has been conquered in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. She walks in the will of God, the perfect will of God, to succeed and to show the loyalty of God to others. Amen. All right, Mark and Deborah, $300. Thank you from Washington. Deborah says, I'd like to donate hundreds to Randy Chan Ministries. Yes. Amen. I come and agree with that, Deborah and Mark. Thank you, Mark and Deborah. Amen. Thank you for that $300. And she says, she wrote $100. She wrote 100 and then a dollar bill behind the 100. Like, I want to donate hundreds. Amen. Amen. And I may God bless you and increase you and multiply you, Father. May the will of God, may the spirit of life, may the spirit of righteousness. Righteousness, Deborah, Mark, is the will of God being done. And devil tries to hinder that. He tries to stop it by bringing, you know, marriage is always a work. It's always a work with everybody. There's nobody that doesn't work. And I think you guys have yielded your life to God to let God do a work in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for defying death as far as their marriage goes, as far as their life goes, as far as their personal life goes, as far as their finances goes, that they're going to be known as people who defied death, conquered death. I have a friend who conquered COVID, was on the death floor, the sixth floor where they put everybody they knew was going to die. And he didn't die. I'm going to get him on the show soon. And he used to be my board a long time ago. And so, yeah, he defied. He called me one day. He called me several times. I'm like, why is he calling me so much for? He said, Randy, I can tell you, I defied death, man. I didn't even know it. He was dying of COVID in the hospital. He was in there for, I don't know, a month or longer. I can't remember exactly. Wow. And he conquered death. Amen. I think from Mark and Deborah, conquering death. Death of their finances, death of their marriage, death of their relationship, death of their family, trying to bring death or destruction to kill, steal, and destroy. That is the spirit of death, and that has been broken off you in the name of Jesus, and you are loose from those chains in Jesus' name. You are the only chain you have are the chain, are the links of God's, the linking of God's love. God is linking you to love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Love. Love, 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 the love of God. The love of God. So rich. God's love is rich. That's why we need to walk in love. That's why when we walk in love, we're rich. Hallelujah. Even without money, we're rich because we walk in love. And when we have love and money, hallelujah. People, you know, we hear the scripture of 1 Corinthians where it says to have all faith and do all these things and give to the poor and needy without love, it's nothing. But with love, what is it with love? With love, it's amazing when you prophesy with love. Amen. When you do the things, when you with love, my God, hallelujah, God, I think that they're walking in love, the love. We're going to give them the love walk. Oh, not our own personal human love so much, that too, but the love of God. And how Jesus, I see Deborah, I see God giving you understanding on the death of Jesus and how willing he was to give his life. Ooh, God. And God's putting within you a new willingness, a whole other level of willingness. Amen. To do whatever God says. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow, that's powerful. In the name of Jesus, I just saw that in the spirit in Jesus' name. Woo, chief cool chop power. May you give hundreds to the ministry. Amen. I'm with you on that one. Amen. Thank you for that. Life and victory. Like one of you is going to be life, the other is going to be victory. Amen. Like your name, your new names. Like God's giving you a new name. Love. Love, life, and victory. All right. Hallelujah. Nicole, $366.57. Thank you, Nicole, for that $366. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for the richness of your purposes. But Nicole, God's really, you know, we're doing this thing, you know, I think the last couple of nights, I don't remember exactly how long we've been on this, but this is about the will of God. Being rich is about being in the will of God, because in the will of God, we're protected from all scandals, all evil, all plots, nature of the enemy. The will of God is our hedge. Hallelujah. The will of God is our provision. Jesus Christ is the will of God. He said, my meat is to do the will of my Father. Lord, I thank you that Nicole's meat, her food, her substance is to do your will, oh God, because your will is the only thing that's righteous in the earth. Revealing your will through your word. Revealing your will, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That defies death, that defies, like Abraham and Sarah couldn't have children. The spirit, you know, it's like, you know, because God had a purpose for all that. But even when their womb was dead, even when it was dead, God still raised it up from the dead. It's like, and that's why Isaac was able to be offered up to God to be raised from the dead, because he was like, his whole existence was being raised from the dead, in the sense of Sarah's womb and Abraham's, you know, old body. Hallelujah! I speak over you, resurrection, the resurrected Christ in you, in Jesus' name. Come forth, Lazarus. Come forth. May you bring forth Lazarus that are dying, choosing not to live, wanting to destroy the last death to be destroyed. Death is Christ's enemy being destroyed. As you speak forth the word of God, the sword of the Spirit come out of your mouth and destroy death, hell, and the grave off people in Jesus' name by giving them revelation of the word of God. Hallelujah. How do you destroy it? How does it conquer? Through the word, the living, breathing word of Jesus. You're the only ones that have the word of life, Lord. Who else can we go to? We're going to eat your body, drink your blood. Yes. You see, everybody else left you, but I'm not going to. Hallelujah. I'm not going to leave. We're not going to leave. You're the only one that has a life, God. Life. Why did Jesus have life? His meat was to do the will of the Father. Life is the will of God. Meat, food. He said his food was the will, the life, the victory, the righteousness is the will of God. My meat is to do the will of my Father, my food, my strength, my protection, my provision. Hallelujah. Let it be opened to Nicole in new fashion, new forms, new ways, God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Yeah, Cheryl from Florida shared about how death had tried to mess with her just recently. Thank you, Cheryl, for sharing that. Wow, I tell you, I'm telling you, I felt something happening tonight. And I've had some people respond to that, and I want to thank you for that, for responding to it. Because when you respond, it's like you're coming to agreement with the victory on that. Amen. It's like we must come into agreement with the word of the Lord, that is. Hallelujah. Come into agreement with the word. Come into agreement with the word. I'm speaking to somebody right now. Come into agreement with the word. With the word of God. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, Shannon. All right, Shannon. Yeah, you know what we're coming to agree with you about? $27. Thank you for that. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Amen. I don't know if you want me to speak that publicly or not, but I thank you, Lord. We just prophesy about Shannon's wife. That's the reason that's important. The reason I come and agree with you on that. I do it every night. I don't care what it takes, because you know what? It's the will of God. The will of God is your victory. The will of God is your meat. That's what feeds you. That's what nurtures you. It's not that the person you marry does that, but there will be a good. This person going to be a good cook. Going to really cook well. In Jesus' name, and be a good cook and love to watch people eat and be happy. In Jesus' name, and I thank you for whoever this person is, God. In Jesus' name, that we did prophesy and declare over them. She's gonna fatten Shannon. I don't even know if you're skinny or fat. I don't even know you, but whatever. Fatten you up with love in Jesus' name and friendship and companionship. Amen. In Jesus' name, somebody can call out to in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your purposes and your will in Shannon's life. God, let that be done. People say, why do you always pray over those things? Because you know what? It's the will of God. Jesus' name, hallelujah. Let it be done, Father. In the name of Jesus. Build up his faith, God. Let him know that it is the spirit of death trying to hinder that. That's what death does. Death doesn't want you to enter into the will. The will is the meat. The meat is the life. What's life? It's the opposite of death. Death is doing anything but the will of God. People don't understand it. Fear of death is doing anything but the will of God. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, that Shannon will find your meat woman, the woman who's a meat woman. Meat is help meat. And her name has something to do with meat, M-E-E-T or M-E-A-T. I'm not sure what that's, meat or meat. Or help mate, and the name mate, and help mate, something like that. In Jesus' name, open that up, God, right now, by the Spirit of God. In Jesus' name, bring that favor, Lord. Open that up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Shikato mafande. And I rebuke the spirit of death off you, brother. People have been trying to put on you whatever the spirit of death, as we have found out tonight, has to do with hindering the will of God for your life. Amen. To smother it, to stop it. In Jesus' name, we come against it. We fight it. We battle it. We know that in Christ Jesus, it has been conquered. In Jesus' name. Death, get out of Shannon's life. Death, what's the will of God? My meat. It's my life. It's my food. The will of God is. That's my righteousness even. The will of God. He said, get away from me. I didn't know you because you didn't do the will of the Father. It's not about going to hell. It's about, you can't enter into all the riches of Christ Jesus, all the rewards. Because the only thing that provides, that creates rewards is the will of the Father. That's it. That's the only thing. That's why it's our meat. It's our life. And that's why death tries to stop it. Jesus' name. It can't stop anymore in Jesus' name. Spirit of death, spirit of witchcraft, all that crap in Jesus' name. I command you to come off in Jesus' name. speak life and victory and peace. In Jesus' name, he will live and eat and breathe and move in the life of Jesus, in the victory of Jesus, in the food, in the meat of Jesus. Let it be done, God, right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for giving. Thanks for loving PGN. Oh, sorry. Okay. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo! I don't know. I feel victory, man. I don't know. Something's going on. I'm feeling some victory tonight, y'all. I'm feeling some victory tonight. We have rebuked the spirit of death, and understanding that death is more than just physical death. It's much more than that. It's anything that's not the will of God, that's death. Jesus said, my meat or my strength or my food or my life or my righteousness is to do the will of my Father. The will of God is our righteousness even. Yeah, let it be done. Let it be done. Let it be done. Let it be done. Life, life, life. Swallow up death. Swallow up those things that try to stop our blessings and our that house, that home, that family, that wife, that husband, that belongs to us. In Jesus' name, that job, that ministry, that money. In Jesus' name, death, you cannot hinder any longer. In Jesus' name, you are rebuked. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow, it's still kind of early tonight. I may get up early tonight. Wow. Just see what happens. Did we pray fast? What do we do? I don't even know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for victory tonight, God. Thank you, Lord. I see somebody laughing, getting the spirit of joy on you, and just laughing at the enemy. And then rising up and mocking him with derision because he's lost the victory. He has no stronghold. He has no hold. There's nothing in me in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I live in repentance. I live in cleansing. I live in washing. In Jesus' name, I am free. I am liberated. I'm a child of God. It is done. It is finished. It is complete. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. All right. We are, going to give it just a minute here. And see if anybody else wants to do a prayer request or whatever, or wants to give, whatever they want to do tonight. Amen. Give it a minute. Amen. Anybody else got anything they want to say or anything going on? All right, cool. All right, y'all, I guess we're going to call it a night. Thank you. It's been great. What a great night we've had. Prayer, the spirit of death thing was, to me, I never dreamed it'd be that powerful. I've had that on my notes for a few days. Just, you know, just, what do I have to say about that? Did not realize the revelation in that for somebody tonight, maybe for a few people, for sure. All right. Hallelujah. All right, it's only 11:30. I guess nobody else is going to respond or whatever, so we're going to call it a night. Everyone, thank you for being tuned in and being a part. If you have anything you want to say, let me know. Text me, do whatever, and we will try our best to get back to you as soon as possible. All right, so thank you for that. God bless everybody. We love you. Hang on a second. Okay. Cheryl thinks she has some icky finger wrapped around her with like a Grinch fingers. Wow. Yeah. Death, exactly. Wow. I know. There's something going on with this, man. It's like, with all the stuff that went on with COVID, and we entered into a whole new place. I talked about my friend who used to be on my board from Texas. And not a blocked out person, but he was my board of directors for a long time. And COVID got him. I mean, I didn't even know. We weren't communicating much. And he was on the sixth. He was so bad off, their doctors just gave up on him. That they get like this, they're gone. Take him up to the sixth floor for him to die. He's so stubborn. I'm telling you this. You're a stubborn jackass. And it worked out for your good on this. We just laughed about it. My God. It's just amazing. And giving tie tomorrow. Oh, just don't have till tomorrow. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. All right. Let's pray. Say have a tithe, I guess, tomorrow or something. Just don't have it till tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Mike and Veronica, thank you for that. Yes, we'll believe God for that with you. Jesus' name. Yeah, it's such a powerful anointing tonight. Yeah, it really is. It's like, you know, death is being swallowed up tonight, y'all. It's like death has been trying to, it's like death is going to come into the earth realm during the tribulation, the great tribulation. It's going to be there. And people are just like in the day of Pentecost, the spirit of life came into the earth, but the spirit of death, when life begins to, when the victory of Jesus, of his death, that he conquered death, then death begins to fight back. Right? Killed all the apostles except for John. And, you know, of course, he counted it a privilege and an honor to die for the Lord instead of like a lot of these pre-tribulation preachers go, you don't want to be here, get your head cut off, be a martyr. You know, like, my God, I don't know what's wrong with these people. Wow, like, it's a shame. Like, they got a shame thing going on with being a martyr. This is, like, ridiculous. Nobody wants to be a martyr, of course not. But to shame it and call it, the martyrs are special with people. How dare they shame them? I don't know where they get off on that. It's really sad. And we thank you, Lord, for Mike and Veronica. We thank you for the spirit of death that has, you know, tried to rise up and come against him, God, to smother the will of God, to bring death to the purpose that Jesus said in my meat. When I saw that earlier about Jesus said in my meat, is to do what? You know, to cast out devils and heal the sick? No, to do the will of the Father, which encompasses everything. And we thank you, Lord, for Mike and Veronica, God, that the spirit of death is broken off of them, trying to hinder them, trying to stop them, trying to
trying to distract them, divert them, and tempt them. Death tempts you to do anything but the will of God, to do anything. And once you get cut off from the meat, once there's no more meat, you eventually die in every kind of way, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, financially. Why? Because he cuts you off from the meat. Hallelujah. My meat, Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of my Father. Hallelujah. God, I thank you, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for Mike and Veronica, God, that you are bringing them into a place of victory. Victory is death is swallowed up in victory. Death, or everything that tries to hinder the will of God, Satan himself, everything he does is to kill, steal, and destroy. That's death within itself. That's the three names for the name of death. We thank you, Lord, for he steals, kills, and destroys. What's all that show you? That even his stealing is death. You ever had something stolen from you and feel like part of you died? I mean, some, you know, important things or whatever, like part of you died and stolen from you? Yeah. So it's no longer yours. It died on you. You no longer have it. It's been stolen. It's death encapsulated in stealing, killing, and destroying. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you've called Mike and Veronica to release the spirit of life and victory, to swallow up death, everything that kills, steals, and destroys, to swallow it up, God, with that anointing tonight in the name of Jesus, to swallow up, to destroy. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, bring victory, God, for them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But to capture, you use them to capture the heart of the lovers of God, because love conquers death. Love casts out fear. Love, perfect love, casts out all fear. I thank you, Lord, for the love realm in Jesus' name in Mike and Veronica's life, God. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus, let it be done. Let it be done. Let it be done. Let it be done. It is done. It is done. Jesus says, Mike and Veronica, it is done. Now walk in the done. Walk in the done realm. It's done. It's done. Every time the enemy says, nah, it's not done, you go, oh, no, it's done. It's done. We're not going there anymore. We're not going to do that anymore. It's done. Done, done, done. Yeah. The Lord tonight told me that people are being drawn out of the will of God. And when you get out of the will of God, you have no protection. And then the enemy's purpose is to kill you, literally, physically. You can't do it. No way. Hallelujah, God. Seal them, God. Open them up, God. In Jesus' name, open them up to that place, to that purpose, God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Lord, tonight. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Like, you know what I keep seeing, Mike Veronica, is like when Jonah, when Jonah ran, it's like, okay, you know, God says you're going to go bring repentance to Nineveh, and he just took off running because I don't want to bring repentance to them. I don't like those people, right? So, all right. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And he spits out Jonah on the place that he's supposed to be, you know, dealing with. And, you know, he goes and does it, brings repentance to that place. Amen. The devil is trying to divert him from the will of the Father. And that time, God says, nah, you ain't getting away anywhere. I'm going to get a fish that's going to swallow you up. And then when he finally repented in the fish's belly, he spit him up, threw him up on the land. And then he gave him a word and said, go do this. And he went and did it. That's sometimes when God captures us, that's just it, man. It's a done deal. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Noel. Yes, it was a powerful night. Thank you so much for that. Hallelujah. It was a glorious night. I'm telling you, man, I honest to God, I had that note about, you know, talk about this sometime, and I was like, I don't know what to talk about it. I'm just being honest with you. I didn't know what am I going to talk about that? What does that mean? You know, I get information that I don't even know what it means. I just write it down. Truly, truly. Happens all the time. You say, open this up, Randy. Talk about this. I'm going like, I don't know anything about it. He said, just open your mouth. I'll feel it. I'm going, okay. Thank you, Jesus. I trust in you. Feed your people fresh manna from heaven. Fresh corn from the promised land. Something like that. All right. Yes. Okay. Thank you, Lisa. Lisa, all right, Lisa, let's look in here, see what you got, what we got going on. Okay. Okay. 1772. All right. Thank you for that. For 17 means victory, of course, 1772. Thank you, Lord, for the 1772. God, I thank you, Lord, for the signs and the symbols that it represents. 1772, God. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Lisa, for that $17.72. Amen. You didn't leave a prayer request with that, so I guess I'll just pray over that. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Thank you, Jesus, for Lisa. God, I thank you, Lord, for the victory with her father. Lord, I thank you for covering her, for protecting her, for keeping her, our protection, as you know, our life, our meat, our food, our protection, our provision is in the will of the Father, God. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that it's not about how good we try to be, how good we try to do, how we try to perform and do all these things, Father, but it's just coming in connection with you and living in connection with you. For Lisa, that new connection, God, that you draw her into that new connection, that place of that new connection, and Jesus, and that she, with her new connection, God, with this new, like Jesus said, you know, this my body is the new covenant. Talk about the new covenant. I thank you, Lord, for this, like, this newness of the covenant of God for her, the purpose of God, the sufferings of Christ, the victory of Jesus, that you expand her mind and open her mind to the victory of Christ. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, for the will of the Father. That she be used as an instrument to bring people, not just bring them to church, not bring them to God, but bring them to the will of God. Amen. To walk in the will of God. Enoch was seen no more because he walked in the will of God. When we walk in the will of God, you know, one day we may walk in, we'll be gone. You know, as far as the will of God. We know there's a rapture because it's not a pre-tribulation rapture, but it's a rapture because Enoch got raptured up. Jesus got raptured up. And so did Elijah. They all got raptured up. We know there's a rapture. We know we can be caught up. Hallelujah. But Enoch said, you know, he was known that he pleased God. Why? Because we did it. You know what pleases God? Jesus said, to finish the work. The sooner we focus on finishing the work, the sooner we can go be with Jesus in whatever fashion or form that is. If we got to raise, if we have children to raise, we have to, you know, if that's part of our purpose, then we'll, and a grandmother and be a grandfather and all that. We thank you, Lord, that all that is part of your will, Jesus. And God's not going to let us, as long as we're pursuing and seeking it. We thank you, Jesus, for that new connection, God, that you've given her in Jesus' name, that new connection to your covenant. Covenant is the provision for the will of the Father in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let it be done, Father, in the name of the Lord. She counts it done, counts it finished, done. Not trying to make it happen, not trying to make things happen, but entering into the done realm where it's been finished.
finished work of Calvary, the new covenant, in Jesus' name. All right. Trying to move on here to the next place, the next thing. Okay. Shannon had a private question. Okay. Yeah, the possibility thing, you know. I don't know. I can't just, you know, thank you for asking. And we thank you, Jesus, for revealing that to my brother God in Jesus' name. That you, and thank you, Lord, for opening that up, God, that meat. So I was talking about the name, something about her life being about meat. I like food, like, you know, maybe she likes to cook. I'm not sure. You know, so I don't know. I can only get what I get. I don't know. I don't get a name of that. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that the information you've given tonight, God, let him find, if it connects with that, then let him find out. Sometimes God will give us a clue, and then we go find out if the clue fits. If it does, it answers the question. Yeah, so thank you, Jesus, for that. Open that up for him, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Open that up for Shannon, God, in the name of Jesus. Nothing held back, God. Revealed, revelation revealed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right. Wow, this whole thing about death, I mean, that was, wow. I mean, wow. All right. God bless everybody. I guess we will see you guys Monday. Something like that. All right. God bless everyone. It's almost 11:45. I'm getting up early tonight still. So, amen. All right. Bye-bye.